This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues. This week's update is brought to you by Plants of the Southwest, located in Santa Fe at 3095 Agua Fria and in Albuquerque at 6680 4th Street Northwest. Here is this week's top headline, Policy Study Creates Roadmap for CO2 Reduction Without Nuclear Power. A new study found that the U.S. can eliminate almost all of its CO2 emissions by the year 2050 without the use of nuclear power. The study, entitled Carbon-Free and Nuclear-Free, a Roadmap for U.S. Energy Policy, was produced by the Nuclear Policy Research Institute and the Institute for Energy and Environmental Research, IEER. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has estimated that a global reduction of 50% to 85% in CO2 emissions is needed to reasonably limit temperature rise. The United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, which the U.S. ratified, places greater responsibility on developed countries to reduce their emissions. Given this, the roadmap estimates that the United States will have to eliminate 88% to 96% of its CO2 emissions. In order to meet these goals, the roadmap shows how technologies can be combined to create a reliable electricity and energy system entirely from renewable sources of energy. In particular, the study addresses wind power, solar power, and biofuels. Nuclear power is not a viable solution to achieve these goals because it perpetuates vulnerabilities and insecurities in the energy system and exacerbates the problem of nuclear waste. It brings the additional risks of nuclear proliferation, terrorism, and serious accidents. The U.S. has a vast untapped resource in wind and solar energy. According to the roadmap, North Dakota, Texas, Kansas, South Dakota, Montana, and Nebraska each have wind energy potential greater than the electricity produced by all 103 U.S. commercial nuclear power plants. Solar energy is even more abundant. Solar cells installed on rooftops and over parking lots can provide most of the U.S. electricity supplies. Recent advances in lithium-ion batteries are likely to make plug-in hybrid cars economical in the next few years. The roadmap found that biofuels could be crucial to the transition to a zero CO2 economy. However, they may cause damage in other areas, such as increased cost of food production and possibly be harmful to the environment. Hand in hand with technological improvements and developments are strong policies which require a reduction in emissions. The roadmap recommends a hard cap on CO2 emissions by large fossil fuel users, which would be reduced to zero in 30 to 50 years. In addition, the roadmap supports an elimination of subsidies for nuclear power, fossil fuels, and biofuels made from food crops such as corn ethanol. Dr. Arjun Makhajani, author of the study and president of the IEER, said, quote, "We can solve the problems of oil imports. Nuclear proliferation, as it is, linked to nuclear power, and carbon dioxide emissions simultaneously, if we are bold enough," end quote. The report's executive summary is available on IEER's website at www.ieer.org/carbonfree. It will be published as a book by RDR Books in the fall of 2007. Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety produced this CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.